is Today in History, December the 18th. On this day in 1892, Peter Tchaikovsky's ballet, The Nutcracker, publicly premieres in St. Petersburg, Russia. Although now considered a classic, it received a generally negative response from critics. Also on this day in 1787, New Jersey becomes the third state to ratify the U.S. Constitution. Also on this day, back in 1620, the British ship Mayflower docks at modern-day Plymouth, Massachusetts, and its passengers prepared to begin their new settlement, Plymouth Colony. The famous Mayflower story began in 1606 when a group of reform-minded Puritans in Nottinghamshire, England, founded their own church, separate from the state-sanctioned Church of England. Accused of treason, they were forced to leave the country and settle in the more tolerant Netherlands. After 12 years of struggling to adapt and make a decent living, the group sought financial backing from some London merchants to set up a colony in America. And on September 6, 1620, 102 passengers, dubbed Pilgrims by William Bradford, a passenger who would become the first governor of Plymouth Colony, crowded on the Mayflower and began the long, hard journey to a new life in the New World. Also on this day in 1865, slavery is abolished in America, following its ratification by the requisite three-quarters of the states earlier in the month. The 13th Amendment is formally adopted to the U.S. Constitution, ensuring that, quote, neither slavery nor involuntary servitude shall exist within the United States at any place subject to their jurisdiction. Also on this day in 1917, Congress passed the 18th Amendment to the Constitution, prohibiting the manufacture, sale, or transportation of intoxicating liquors. And on this day in 1961, the Tokens go to the top of the charts with The Lion Sleeps Tonight. The song that topped the Billboard pop chart on December 18, 1961 was an instant classic that went on to become one of the most successful pop songs of all time. Yet its true originator saw only a tiny fraction of the song's profits. The story begins in Johannesburg, South Africa, where a group of Zulu singers and dancers called Solomon, Linda, and the Evening Birds stepped into the first recording studio ever set up in sub-Saharan Africa and recorded a song called Mabube, or Zulu for the Lion. In an excellent article for Rolling Stone magazine back in 2000, a South African journalist followed both the music and the money associated with The Lion Sleeps Tonight, exposing the sequence of business arrangements that ended up making millions for a handful of prominent U.S. music publishers while yielding only $1,000 in the form of a personal check from Pete Seeger to Solomon Linda during Linda's lifetime. Because his comparison was treated as public domain folk material by Seeger and by the subsequent writer of the English language lyrics in the Tokens version, Linda never participated in the royalty stream generated by The Lion Sleeps Tonight. And prior to reaching an undisclosed settlement in 2006, his heirs received only a tiny fraction of the millions of dollars they might have been due had Linda retained the songwriting credit for what many writers believe is the most famous melody ever to emerge from Africa. In the jungle, the mighty jungle, The Lion Sleeps Tonight, December the 18th, 1961. As the Tokens earn the number one hit on this day in history.